There's a Chazal, Hashem Uri B'Yishi. It's a little bit of Hashem Uri B'Yishi. So Uri is Rosh Hashanah, and Yishi is Yom Kippur. And then it says that on Yisani B'Sukkah B'Yom Ra is referring to Sukkah. Rosh Hashanah is an or. So, or has the ability to enlighten darkness. The darkness in a person is the belief that he can't change. The belief that he's stuck where he is. The belief that his reality is that he can't do tshuva. And during the year, sometimes it's very hard for a person to picture real change. Tshuva is something which a person bets on is mechiv to do constantly. Tshuva is yefel olam. It's always an important thing, the Rambam says, but there's a special need of doing tshuva during sesame tshuva. Dir Hashem b'himotzei kuru b'yisakarab. Rosh Hashanah comes and says that you could change. The fact that Rosh Hashanah judges somebody is indicative of the fact. I mean, in our courts, our judicial system, the American judicial system, there's an argument. You know, the person pleads, and this is, he's a victim of circumstances. What do you want from him? This is the way he grew up. This is his personality. Here's the letter from the psychologist saying that he. You know, we have that argument. So we can't judge him. If the Rosh is judging a person, so the first thing he says, okay, he's judging me, means that Rosh expects something from which I can do it. The shofar is remez, like Rabbi spoke about the remez, he calls to the panemius of the person, and it says, Urushenim mishenaskem, nirdomim mitardemaskem. It calls upon the person, whether it's the Shemaya, whether it's just the Tzokeya, it calls upon the person, talks to him, it says, you have to change. Sister Sharm gives a mashal. The Meter of Zahiris, he says, Moshe was referring to the Moshe of Yitzro, and they say, make a cheshbon shalom. Hesem is connected. Schar is connected. Say to make a cheshbon. So why is it something which only the Moshe of Yitzro can give you that advice? Person has to make cheshbon. Person has to live with cheshbon. Person has to follow cheshbon. So he gives a Moshe and he says that to understand that he says that there's something called a ganam avucha. It was a maze made out of hedges, a large area with large hedges, and passed through the hedges, set out like a maze. In the middle there was a raised pavilion, which was the goal, and the people who sat in the pavilion could look out and they could see which paths lead to the pavilion and which paths are dead ends. People walking through the paths, they all looked the same. That's a maze. So the person was walking through the path, and there's people in the pavilion raised up, and they're saying, go left, go right, don't go there, do go there. So he can choose to listen to them, or he doesn't have to listen to them. So the Moshe Levitz from the people which are in the raised pavilion, they're raised up, and they're saying, go here, go there, don't do this, do that. Only the person who's raised above it is able to give you that advice. That's the muscle of the Mitzvah Shoshonim. A person is holding in the midst of Tuma, in the midst of Aveira, in the midst of problems. It's not clear which path to go. He can't figure out exactly what's the direction he has to take. When a person gets raised above that point, from the vantage point of higher up, he can look down and say, oh, don't do that. Oh, yeah, do that. So we have the Moshe B'Yitzrim and the giving us a Moshe, a Kol Yistik command. But each person has that moment that they're raised up above, and they look down and say, you know, that's not a good idea. That is a good idea. That's the Seres Yomim Shabbat Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. A person is raised up. He's in a Machom Gavoy, and he looks down and he says, that's what I look like. I shouldn't be doing that. It's not good for me. I should be doing more of that. That is good for me. So Rosh Hashanah gave us a Machom Gavoy. He raised us up. The Kerubi Sarkarev, Hashem is Behimotzi, he's available. I mean, the neshama of the person is nishtakik more to ruchnius, and he feels the Russian presence great, more acutely. His desire for ran, for tuma, is less. And from that vantage point, he's saying, well, why am I doing this? That's not good for me. And we spoke about the idea I'm sorry, I didn't speak about it here. I saw a machshava from Rabbi Rucham, which I want to share with you. Rabbi Rucham says that the Ma'adar Radami says a person needs to get something from the store, so he needs a pair of pants. He says, listen, I wear this, my waist is this size, length is that size, color is the color that I like, you know what I like, go to the store for me. Person needs a pair, needs a hat. You know, you tell the guy, listen, I wear 6 3/4. This is the style that I always buy. You know, I'm an old man already. I couldn't care too less what it looks like. Just this is what I want. Just get it for me. Yeah, okay. You can send somebody else to the store for anything you need. Person is sick. He needs to get a prescription from the doctor. He says, you know what, listen, I'm very busy right now. Do me a favor. Go to the doctor for me. And he'll take your blood pressure, and he'll take your temperature, and he'll test your symptoms, and he'll write a prescription for me. It'll be my shliach to go to the doctor. It's impossible. When it comes to charli, the person needs to be checked out directly. So it's the same thing is true with charli and nefesh. Each person needs a certain prescription, needs a recipe. He needs a recipe So where's he supposed to get it? So he opens up, he sees, you know, this Adam Chasha, this is what he does. He says, you know, I'll do the same. Using somebody else's recipe. He says, I saw in the Sefer, that's what you're supposed to do. Using somebody else's recipe. The person has to find the recipe inside of himself. Reb Dessler has this Ha'ara, Reb Shach says, also have the same ha'ara. The Gemara says that that when it came to Churban Abayis, it says Amal of Torah, it's Alasim is Tarasi. Darbas says the Morse Chazal say Darbas Nishul of Chachamim, Nishul of the Nevi'im, like for Shua, until Kadosh Baruch Hu himself was explained it. Navi was asked. Chacham said we don't know why they lost. Nevi'im said we don't know. Kadosh Baruch explained all lessons Torah, which you know the Gemara says in the Dorm, which means little bracha b'Torah Tchila, which means they didn't have a chashivas b'Torah they were supposed to. The Chachamim didn't, that lack of chashivas b'Torah that they had, the Chachamim didn't chop. The lack of chashivas b'Torah that they had, the Nevi'im didn't chop. So you're talking about a lack of chashivas b'Torah, which was minimal, to the point that the Chachamim and the Nevi'im couldn't figure it out. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to say what it was. So what do you want from them? If the Chacham couldn't chop it, and the Nevi'im couldn't chop it, so what do you want from the people? How are they supposed to know? There's a mavur in the Gemara that even though the Chacham can't figure it out, and the Nevi'im can't figure it out, the person himself could figure it out. The person could look deep inside of himself and say, this is my problem. And this problem, nobody else has the same problem, and my problem needs its own recipe and it needs its own solution, and I have to deal with it. So looking at the person next to you, looking at the Sefer, looking at the Rebbe, looking at the Gadol, looking at what everybody else does, doesn't help you. Because the problem is deep inside of the person. And he has to figure out what it is. At the same time, he himself, when he's in it, the path seems to be, this is a good path for him. When you're walking in the maze, this path seems to be fine. It looks exactly like anyone next to it. When a person gets a vantage point where he's raised up, and there's moments in a person's life where a person has that, he has that, he says, during Sesame Chuba, the person has that, he's raised up, and says, you know, he looks back and says, you know, what did I do for the year? Am I happy with what I produced over the year? The good and the bad. So I'm not happy with the bad. I'm not even happy with the good, maybe. Why am I, what's preventing me, what's stopping me from going to that next level? What's stopping me from what's goading me to doing these things wrong? What's stopping me from doing the things that I want to do right? What am I going to change? So it's a vantage point of height which allows you to look down and say, that's not it. Once had this argument with a bacher. I felt the bacher needed to focus on his learning more, etc. And he was a bacher. He eventually ended up in politics. You know, but you know, he was busy, always busy. You know, he had to know the news. He had to know the news. He had to read the newspaper and this and that. And I said, you know, this coming school for your life, you'll deal with it. Right now, it's not beneficial to you. You need to stop it. That was the difference. It's good. It's a few hours, a little bit of time every day, whatever. So it's taking your mind. He said, no, I don't see the difference. Fine. He got involved in a summer camp. And very involved in the summer camp. And when there was the place where they took the kids, this was where, you know, they didn't have cell phone reception over there. They didn't get the newspaper. They didn't get any magazines. Even the radio reception over there was no good. And he was there for 3 weeks. And he was totally cut off from any type of anything, any type of media. He came back and said, Rebbe, you know what? You're 100% right. He says, he saw the difference of what it was like for him for those 3 weeks when he wasn't involved in it. But while you're in it, he didn't see the difference. While you're in that path, the point of a maze is every path, every road, in the every path in the maze looks exactly the same. But this path takes you where you have to go, and this path doesn't. And this path will mislead you, and this path will give you problems at the end. But they look exactly the same. So the person says, so what am I supposed to do? I can't tell the difference between, you know, every person needs, and that's, you know, Shir Das talks about that we have a conflict, we have a problem. We have a Gemara in Sanhedrin which says that a person is mevatel in the Torah Shalom Tzarech, he erases mischayv in Avshoy. A person is wastes time from Torah more than necessary, yes, in the Torah. Mischayv in Avshoy. And that's not a melitza, that's a chazal, that's mischayv in Avshoy. On the other hand, you have Chazal himself talking about the importance of having. The Mor says that a Ba'ayis Noah and an Isha Noah are Machim and Daita Shalata. You know, a person needs a certain amount of the Olam Hazeh to help him function. Isn't it even about the Matershal of the Sarach? Where do you draw the line? So he says that if you draw a circle, you put a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the middle. So theoretically, if we'd be perfectly tzaddikim, chassidim, we'd be right in the middle of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else. Nothing else would exist in our lives, nothing else would make any difference to us. But the Gemara says, minat tzarech. What's the tzarech of a person? I need to function. I need to function. I need to have balance. I need to have, my mind should be clear. So I need some sleep. I need to eat. I need to relax a little bit. Chill out. How much? Well, if I'm getting too nervous on how much I have to do, it's also not good for me. So I need a little bit of leeway on that also. How much? So the path looks, they all look the same. So I can convince myself that I need this much. I really need every day to have that relaxation and read and listen to the news. Right? Anyone who goes, you know, I don't need that anymore. I really didn't need that. It wasn't beneficial to me in any way, shape, or form. When he was walking on the path, they both looked the same. So Rashi says, Gavaldenbelt, what are you going to do? If the person can't, he doesn't have the tools and instruments to measure. So the answer is deep, deep, deep. If you're willing to really, really make a cheshbon, you're really willing to make that cheshbon, you can figure it out. But that's hard. So Rashi says, okay, I'll give you a Saras HaMitshuva. And you're above it. You know what? I didn't really need that. I didn't need to be involved in it. I didn't need to do that. It wasn't beneficial, or it was detrimental for what I wanted to accomplish. That's a tremendous awe. That's a tremendous awe that Rosh Hashanah gives us. I was thinking of the simcha of it. Maybe a mushal person has a chronic illness, which, according to what modern science knows, they have no cure for it. It's going to work. It's going to work fairly quickly. He has this illness, and it's so. He says, "You know what? He develops a fatalistic approach to life. Why not? I'm going anyway. Just do some really exciting things." So he tries. He comes up to the most dangerous sport you can come up with. You know, they do dirt biking around the pass of the Grand Canyon this wide. You know, like he became like a top guy in that area. You know, just like why not? Because what? So you fall down. So you're gone. Okay, no. It's not the end of the world. You know, I'm going anyway. Schedule for the big event. And you know, before he goes. So I says, you know, I just got a call from the doctor. They found a cure. Maybe. She says, yeah, but she says, but you know, but you don't want to miss the event. And you've been saying for me for months and months, you're not going to miss this event. He says, crazy? What event? Where event? If I'm going to live, I'm not going on this trip. Told when I thought I was going to die. No. But if I could live. I can see my kids getting married. I can see my grandchildren. I'm not going on this trip. A person the whole year says, I'm stuck. I'm stuck in that path. And I can't figure it out. I don't want to figure it out. I don't want to take the effort that it takes to dig deep, 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 deep. I'm not holding my doing it. I'm a Yiddish. That's me. I can raise up a little bit. You know what? There is a possibility. I could change this. I'm not really so happy with that. And it doesn't have to be like that. So let's do something about it. I mentioned to you, Yisrael Salanter says, if Yom Kippur would come once every 50 years, can you imagine the excitement of Yom Kippur once every 50 years? Once every 50 years, we could be cleaned out. You would mamash make a gevaldig hachanas. It's a Yeshua. Yom Kippur is a Yeshi. It's a Yeshua. It's Yeshua for the psyche of a person. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. I can change. I can do it. The change has to be real. I mentioned it from Yosef Yozel. The Russian says, you make a small opening, and I'll make you an opening mamish. So why is Chazal use losha of chudash machat? It's this very tiny opening. There's other things that have tiny openings. It says, but the model of machat, the opening of machat, it's an iron. It's in steel. It's all the way through. It's duch and duch, and it's going to stay. It's permanent. It's permanent. It's a permanent change. It was drilled in metal. It was drilled in iron. The goal is to make a change which is a real change. The goal is to make a change which is part of your... And the goal is to make a change which is your panemius. To touch the panemius of the person. Baron, a few years ago, his Arab Ne'ilah, Jerusha, spoke about a Chazal. He said a mushal. He touched up the mushal of Chazal. Chazal gave a mushal about a fox who found a hole into the vineyard, in the wall of the vineyard. So he's a hungry fox. So he was able to squeeze through the hole and get into the vineyard. Ah, that's the Chazaman vineyard. There was such kabbalah of fruits over there, and he had such a good time, and he ate, and he ate, and he ate, and he ate. But he has to leave before he gets caught. He has to leave. Comes to the hole, and he can't fit. He's too fat to fit. So he has to keep, he has to sit there, and he starves himself a little bit, to finally fits out through the hole. The fatty part of the person doesn't go with you. Because I use this muscle to refer to the surf of the Seres HaYamim, the Nihilim. Whatever became the Dama Nefesh of the person, became the Dama Nefesh, goes with you through the hole. But all of the fatty layers, it's nice, plump, yeah, it was Geschmack, it's just Geschmack. It's not real, it's the fat, it's not the real Mahus, it's not the Etzin, it's not that Tzomus of the. You don't take it with you. Robus says that the five tefillahs of Yom Kippur correspond to the five madrigas of the neshama. And the fifth madriga is the madriga of Yechida, the Yechida. It's Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. Yechida is Yechida, Liyachada. It became, there's a total connection. And something the person's going to make, it's going to be real. It's going to be truly connected. So you make kabbalas. It has to be that the panemius of the person changed. That some way I changed, I'm a different person. So my din was on Yanko. This is Beryl. Because there's a real change. It's not the same person. It was a real change. So the din could have been a gzar din, which was not Latoiv on Yanko, but I'm not Yanko anymore. I'm a different person. I'm truly a different person. There was a real change. The Rambam says that's the Darkei Atshuva. The person says, the more says that Shini Hashem is the Darkei Atshuva. And it says Shini Hashem doesn't mean they some people have the minute, they add a name. Shini Hashem means that I'm an Ish Acher. I'm a different person. I'm not that same person. The person who walked into the Yom Neroyim, walked in the Sesame Tshuva, it's not the same person who walked out. There's something in the atmosphere of the person which changed. Yeruchim goes right in that piece. And he says, Pella, because I'll use a marshal that says that the person goes to a roife, and he has a problem with the head, so he puts a refuah on the head, a problem in the heart. Each Aver has its different types of refuah. But that you should have one universal type of refuah which works for every single part of the body doesn't exist. You can imagine the excitement of such a universal refuah. This thing works for any part. When they first found penicillin, they thought penicillin was going to be, it's going to solve it, cure every single illness. The universal drug doesn't exist. Because I'll say that there is one for the Chaliyah Nefesh. Shima uskin nafshachem. It's not a riti on the head, it's not a riti on the arm. It says that through the kayach of shmir, your whole nefesh will become the chayah. Shira uchayim's instruction. This is the code of shima uskin nafshachem. The Ben Yonah says that the person goes to a mushur shmuz and he says that whatever they say about the shmuz, I'm going to do. And he means it honestly. He gets his scholars if he did it before he even went there. It says, V'yechu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael. Actually says, V'yechu v'yasu. They didn't do it. It was a Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They didn't actually do it until they didn't take, it was Mechavi b'yasu. They took the Korban Pesach on Yud. So anyway, V'yechu v'yasu. They're Mekabel and Kilo, they did it already. It's Shaiach, the person can Mekayim Kol Torah Kula without doing a thing. Because he's ready to change. He's ready to absorb. But that means Shema Skinashkam, it doesn't last. You hear a lot during El, you hear a lot during Sarasim Mitshuva. And by Yud Aleph Tishrei, life is busy again. By Yud Beis Tishrei, You remember the Nagunim, it was beautiful, Yom Kippur, it was really sweet, it was wonderful, and you have Gaguim for that day, but it's different already. The Shekhinah left. There's that Kiyah Shefer at the end, the Kol Shefer is Siluk HaShekhinah. The Shekhinah left. It's not the same. You're not on the mountain anymore. You're back down. So what are you going to take with you? You take with you Liman HaMusr. That which reminds you of what you heard. It reminds you of what you thought. You take your petik of your machshavas, your honest soul searching, and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do different this year. This is and something should be really different. What's going to hold on to it? She officially has a Musar Seder. Or unofficially has a Musar. I still don't know what the official status is anymore. He used to have a Musar Seder. From 2:30 to 2:45. You want to do it then? Do it then. You want to do it a different time? Do it a different time. But person opens a Masil Sesharim. Person opens up a Chavos Chaim Sefer Shmiras Loshon. The Volbo writes that for younger Talmidim, says the two Sesharim he suggests they should learn from Musar Seder is Shmiras Loshon, because he talks about, a couple times talks about everything over there. The Pramidas, he talks about learning the Torah, he talks about everything over there. Another one he suggests is Sefer Tana Devel Yo. This is other Sefer that he suggests that Bachim should learn. Younger Bachim means like about 45, I think, you know, something like that. And then you start working on the classics, you know, Shar Tshuva, Sashorim. A person, you know, sometimes a person opens up a Sefer and says, he thinks. The Moshe Mitzvah, the people which are raised up, when we raised up, we say, you know what? It's Gevaldik. What's going to maintain it? Cheshbon Shel Adam. Person makes a cheshbon. Person has a cheshbon of what he's doing. I'll just show you one thing I have. Zelf Siskin, in one of his many wonderful and powerful swarms, he has a book called Gateway to Self-Knowledge. Gateway to Self-Knowledge is a book you have to be very careful with. It's a very powerful book. The person takes, he goes to 100 plus meters that a person has and develops different questions a person can ask themselves about that meter. It's very scary to look yourself in the mirror. And some people are crushed by it. You know, this that saber comes with a warning. It's careful how you, to be, by prescription only. It can be a powerful saber. He has daily questions at the beginning of the day. The questions at the end of the day. You imagine what a person would do that every day at the beginning of the day. This is my questions for the day. These are my questions I have to answer at the end of the day. And he lives with cheshbon. Will he always do the right thing? No. But the awareness of what he's doing right and wrong will change him. What are your goals for today? What new terminology do you plan to gain today? What act of kindness can you do today? Who can you show appreciation for today? What can you do today to express self-discipline? What positive changes will you make today? What potential difficulties in your relationships do you need to be aware of to prevent problems? What are your plans for preventing wasted time? What can you do today to be grateful for all that you have? What positive self-suggestions will you tell yourself today? Do you look forward today as a new and exciting challenge? How can you gain if you look at today as the first day of the rest of your life? What would you like written on your tombstone? What can you do today to make sure it's written there? What is important for you to remember today? What were the major events of your day? What was your greatest moments? What have you done today to further your major goals? Are you satisfied with your spiritual growth for today? What other kinds have you done? What other kinds would you have liked to have done which you didn't do? What did you do today that was self-defeating? What painful experience can you change now and make into a learning experience? Do you cause anybody needless pain? What positive traits and strengths did you express today? If you could do today over again, what would you have done differently? How can this help you for tomorrow? What self-suggestions can you tell yourself now to help you for the next day? This is questions at the end of the day. It's just a powerful tool, tremendously powerful tool of a life of cheshbon. And that's what the Moshe Mishnah tell us, that that's it. It's not going to work otherwise. We get confused, and we lose track, and the paths all look the same. The person can say, I have my own personal path that I need to work at, and you work it out now during this time. And find the questions you're going to ask yourself at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, that when it comes to the Maisa, I need to work on. I need to change. I need to do this. I need not to do that. I'm too behilistic. I'm not quick enough. Somebody else's recipe doesn't work for you. And you make the right recipe, the recipe which works for you, and then make sure that you keep reading that recipe and answering to that recipe over a year, and we'll have this phenomena, halavai, that we come next year, we don't feel like we're back to square one, which is the frustration we always have when it comes to Yom Neroyim. You're grappling with the same problem you've been grappling with for the last 40 years, you know? We don't want that. So we should. Now's the time to set in motion a system which will help us not to come to that position.